Hi, I'm Carl Azus, reporting from an outdoor studio this week, and we're grateful to have you watching CNN 10. Economic news, COVID cases in India, and a parade of mummies are all featured today. We'll start with jobs, 916,000 of them. That's how many that were added in America last month, according to the U.S. Labor Department. It was hundreds of thousands more jobs than economists had predicted there would be. In January, initial reports showed employers had added 49,000 jobs and 379,000 in February. The increase in March of 916,000 was the biggest employment jump since last August. At that time, with the U.S. continuing its climb out of the shutdowns and closures related to the spread of COVID, the economy had added 1.4 million jobs. As far as the unemployment rate goes, this is the percentage of American workers who don't have a job. It decreased by 0.2 percentage point from 6.2% in February to 6% flat in March. A lower unemployment rate is a good sign for the economy. But experts say last month's decrease is partly because there were fewer people looking for work then, and partly because there are a lot of folks working part-time jobs when they'd prefer full-time positions but can't find them. So on the surface, the job report looks good, but analysts have concerns moving forward about the state of the economy.
Vaccines, reopenings, and warmer weather brought back almost a million jobs in March, the best month for jobs since August. Now, in normal times, this would be a blockbuster jobs report. But remember, some 22 million jobs vanished at the beginning of the pandemic a year ago. The economy is still down some 8.4 million jobs since the pandemic began. We're crawling out of a very deep hole here. And more than 11 million people reported they couldn't go to work because their place of business had either closed or didn't have enough work for them to do. Two-thirds of the job gains in leisure and hospitality were in bars and restaurants as they slowly reopen across the country. Gains in manufacturing as well, and education with the return of some in-person learning. A booming housing market and warmer weather spurred hiring in construction.
To India next, where COVID cases and restrictions related to that are both on the rise. The world's largest democracy, whose population is approaching 1.4 billion people, is going through several coronavirus-related challenges. One is fatigue. When people get tired of restrictions and the guidance to wear masks and keep their distance from one another, so they're less willing to follow guidelines. A second issue is the large religious gatherings currently taking place in the country. Experts are concerned those can trigger more COVID cases. And a third challenge is new variants of coronavirus, new versions that crop up when a disease naturally mutates. Experts don't know yet whether existing coronavirus vaccines protect people against new coronavirus variants, though at least one of these vaccines is showing promise. Doctors are also unsure about how long vaccine protection lasts against COVID. The drugs haven't been out long enough for there to be long-term studies on them, but vaccine makers are experimenting with booster shots intended to give people additional protection. Doctors are concerned that COVID could become like the flu, for which there's a new vaccine every year because the flu mutates so quickly and immunity wears off quickly as well. Time will tell what's next concerning the fight against COVID, but in India at least, its spread has ramped up again.
A record surge in COVID-19 cases in Mumbai has turned this parking lot into a 400-bed makeshift hospital. India's richest state, Maharashtra, which includes Mumbai, reported more than 57,000 new infections Sunday. With cases rising, the state government has imposed night curfew and complete lockdown on weekends through the end of the month.
We know that there are a large crowding which occurs in certain cities in Maharashtra, for example, Mumbai. Mumbai being the industrial capital, and a lot of movement of people happens in that state, not only from India but from outside also. And with crowding and total lack of COVID appropriate behavior, this actually is a classical case for the infection to spread.
The health ministry says the situation across India is worrying.
The situation is becoming from bad to worse, and it's serious cause for concern. In some states in particular, there is a huge cause for worry.
India reported over 100,000 new cases Monday, surpassing its all-time daily high of almost 98,000 new infections in mid-September last year.
The first wave happened under a significantly stringent lockdown. Right now, much of the economy is open, people are moving around, transportation is open. So it's only natural that we will see a much sharper and steeper rise in cases.
While the government has repeatedly urged citizens to wear masks and social distance, politicians have been busy addressing thousands of supporters in poll-bound states. That's not the only cause for concern. One of the world's biggest festivals, Kumbh Mela, is taking place in India's northern state of Uttarakhand. Tens of millions of devotees are expected to attend the event in the month of April.
Any event where you have a large number of cases, number of people coming together, and when in such an event there is no COVID appropriate behavior, people are not wearing masks, can become super spreading events.
11 states and union territories have been categorized as states of grave concern by the Indian government. With the daily surge in COVID-19 cases, expect more partial lockdowns in the coming days. Vedika Sood, CNN, New Delhi.
10-second trivia. Which of these cities is located on Egypt's Mediterranean coast? Alexandria, Luxor, Suez, or Cairo? Alexandria, which was once the capital of Egypt until the 7th century, is located on the Mediterranean. Makes sense that if mummies were to go on parade, it would happen in Egypt. Authorities wanted to transfer the remains of 22 pharaohs from their old museum to their new one. It was a trip about 3 miles long through the capital of Cairo, but officials decided to make a spectacle of it fit for royalty. This wasn't just about paying tribute to Egypt's fascinating past, it was about attracting tourists in the present.
A royal procession through Cairo. Some of the great kings and queens of Egypt who reigned more than 3,000 years ago still know how to draw a crowd. The land has changed, so too the people, but these mummies are timeless. 18 kings and 4 queens embodying the ancient lure of Egypt when it was once one of the great seats of power in the world.
It is a poignant moment to think of so many of Egypt's royalty going through the streets of this modern capital. And in fact, they're going back to an ancient capital, a Fustat.
The theatrical 5-kilometer journey lined with lights, chariots and costumed actors could be watched live and was shown along with singers and an orchestra worthy of an epic soundtrack. The mummies were transported on vehicles that looked like barges, from the Egyptian Museum to their final resting place at the National Museum of Egyptian Civilization, where they were received by the Egyptian President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi. Seti I and Ramses the Great were some of the best known of the mummies, which were encased in special capsules filled with nitrogen and lined with soft material to protect them from any damage along the way. Organizers hope the multi-million dollar display called the Pharaoh's Golden Parade is a reminder to tourists of the many treasures waiting for them in Egypt. The country's tourism industry crumbled because of coronavirus, the number of visitors dropping to 3.5 million last year from more than 13 million the year before.
The message is very important. We are going to tell the people through the parade of the mummies that Egypt is safe. We need people to come back.
A throwback to the country's past to help revive its modern economy and a chance for Egypt's eternal kings and queens to bask in glory once again.
We start today's 10 out of 10 segment with an age-old question. Does chocolate ever go bad? Well, take a bite out of this and you'll find out. It was recently discovered in an attic in the United Kingdom. It was ordered up by Queen Victoria in 1900 as a gift for soldiers fighting in the war, the Boer War. The serviceman who received it probably kept it as a memento in its original wrapping and tin. Experts say you wouldn't want to eat it. Which makes the discovery kind of bittersweet, because there are 100 grand reasons why it's a chock-a-lot of fun to get your butterfingers betwixt the mounds of crunch from each crackly bite of chunky, whatchamacallit, good bar that brings all of us almond joy. I'm Carl Azus for CNN 10, and Mount Horeb is sweet. It's the name of a city and a high school in Wisconsin where folks subscribed and left a comment on our YouTube channel.